In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
With pick number 44, Chicago has selected from Tulane running back Matt Forte.
I can run inside the tackles and run outside of the tackles also. And I have speed and power, so I think I'm very versatile as a runner.
Matt Forte has been brought here to be a workhorse running back. Crowd comes to its feet here in Indianapolis. Hand off Forte up the middle. Blasting to the 40.
Away at the 35.
He's to the 20.
Forte, 50-yard run for a touchdown.
You know, just watching Matt Forte on film, watch him here. He can make those jump cuts. I mean, he can plant that left foot and then jump way over to the right and then plant the right foot and go upfield again.
You get the same player each week, a steady player that can beat an opponent, whether he's catching the ball out of the backfield or running the ball.
Touchdown, Bears! Matt Forte, second of the day. One was a catch. This one a run.
Matt Forte will be the key to this offense. Atlanta knows it. He's the key to this.
Screening right to Forte. Makes a Falcon miss. He's got the sideline and he is gone. 56-yard screen. Matt Forte!
He's that guy, you know, whenever you need a play made, you can call on him.
Forte, diamond catch, touchdown Bears!
He's the hardest working guy in the locker room. That is the number one reason why everybody respects him.
I can really say, no, he's a true professional. He's a workhorse every single day, consummate pro.
Well, he is a pro. You know, I get to witness it day in and day out.
Forte, picking him up, laying him down on the 5 to the end zone. 68 yards, touchdown! Matt Forte, caught at the 30. Inside 25, makes another move to 15 to the 10. Touchdown Bears! Matt Forte, 32 yards of excellence. Track turns into a Kenyon on his feet. He's away at the 40. 53 yards from Matt Forte.
Matt Forte, 1,000 yards from scrimmage.
Chris Johnson, D'Angelo Williams, Adrian Peterson, Frank Gore. These are guys who aren't matching Matt Forte's numbers right now.
Matt Forte has just set the NFL record for most catches in a single season by a running back. Forte now over 7,000 career rushing yards. Matt Forte! 64th all-time touchdown, third on the list.
It's incredible, man. I'm going to tell my kids about this guy. I'm going to tell my grandkids about this guy.
Unbelievable teammate, unbelievable friend. It would be weird not having him in there.
Great Bear, 8 years.
You say to yourself, why? Yeah. Why let this guy go? He's been so productive over the course of the season. He's a leader on and off the field.
He's a legend. He's somebody that should be in the same conversation with the greats. He's the best player I've ever played with.
We're back live with more of the Spiegel and Holmes Show featuring Bears legend and author Matt Forte, who's here to sign his latest book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This is a real treat to have Matt here in the building. We are celebrating his book, Stay in the Game. We're going to talk about the book in the next segment, but you heard the great piece by Tanny. Ladies and gentlemen, here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Studio, give it up for Matt Forte.
Thank y'all.
We appreciate you being here, man. It's good to see you.
Man, it's good to be in studio with you again. It's different this time. It's not TV.
Right. We don't have to look pretty, or at least I don't have to try to look pretty. We get to hang out, and I'm glad that you finally get a chance to meet Spiegs in person.
Yes, sir.
He said you're a very good reader.
Well, thank you very much. He was walking up as I'm reading a commercial. He's like, wow, he can stay focused over there. It's part of the gig. But, man, I love that these people, these Bears fans are here, and there's a lot of them in full Bears regalia, exploded like that. For you, that's
pretty. 22 jerseys out there too.
Yeah, right.
You know, not I'm gone, but not forgotten, right?
Well, why do you think that is? Why do you think, like, the appreciation for what you did in your career, when you look back on it, why do you think that connection is what it is and you get a reaction like that?
Man, it was a blessing to be drafted and play for this type of organization. Like, coming from Louisiana, I was in Louisiana my entire life until getting drafted by the Bears. So to be drafted, and as I talk about too in the book, like, learning the history of the Bears, you know, and knowing, like, the footsteps that I'm going to be walking into as a rookie back in 2008 as a running back with just an illustrious legacy of just players, Hall of Fame type of players. And so I know that the fans are kind of the fuel to the engine of the Bears, right? Mm-hmm. Where we have all these nice parts and pieces, but the engine needs the fuel to really go. And that's what the fans are. So that love for the Bears, that undying love, just it never dies. It never goes anywhere.
Man, that's really cool. And I'll tell you what you represent in my mind when I think back on your career, and I bet people think of it, you just kept going and going and going and going. Like, you were available and you were a badass the entire time, and you did whatever was called for in terms of carries or catches or blocking. And you were part of some lean years and some good years, but he just kept giving it to you week after week, right? Like to be able to count on a running back to be as active and present as you. Did you take pride in being able to show up every week and take the workload?
Yeah, absolutely. Since a kid and learning to love the game and falling in love with the game at practice as a 7-year-old, it just has been enthralled and instilled in me to always be available to impact the game, whether that be running the ball or catching the ball. And that's kind of where that came from, too, was obviously as a runner, you're natural. It's kind of you're naturally gifted with vision and the speed and power that you work in to create that. But pass catching wasn't really a part of my game until I really got to college and then really into the NFL because, you know, my senior year, 360-something touches, 2,000 rushing yards, I wouldn't catching the ball a lot. But, you know, it's a different game when you come from high school to college and then from college to the NFL where, you know, those guys on defense, they get paid a lot of money to stop us. And sometimes they succeed at that. So I didn't want to be, more, you know, a one-trick pony, if you want to say that. I want to be the workhorse who could catch the ball, block, and run, and be able to impact the game positively no matter what. So, man, it's just something that you really work hard at to be. And also, like, when you grow up playing the ball too, and when you notice either when someone else gets injured or when you've had an injury and the setback from that, that you realize that the best ability really is availability. Like, it doesn't matter the potential that you have or the flashes of greatness that you show if you're not actually out there to go and do it. Mm-hmm. It really is just kind of like, oh, that dude could have been something. And I never wanted to be that. Like, oh, he could have done this or could have done that.
What type of work did you have to put in to being a guy who was carrying the ball to then, in some games, being the primary receiver? What type of work has to go in to learn how to play the position that way?
Yeah, you almost have to kind of be insane. You know, I would say the training aspect of what I did, I just went overboard. Like, anytime we would train as a team, I would look at that as just the base. Like, that's the surface level of what I should be doing. If I'm going to do what everybody else is doing, then we're going to be an average of what that is. So if I go above and beyond that, so I'm talking about, you know, we play a game at Tulane and I'd rush for 100 yards or something like that, and guys are going to the club and celebrating. I go get an ice tub and you know, rehab. And then the next day or the next afternoon after practice and stuff, I'm in the parking garage running stadiums. Like, I'm running the stairs. Mm-hmm. Like, just, you know, stuff like that where wow. On spring break, dudes were going. It's just, you know, certain sacrifices that I would make for delayed gratification, right? I know that this is going to pay off. So, you know, spring break comes. We had a long season. Maybe we didn't go to a bowl game. We didn't do well. I'm going to blow off some steam and go on spring break. Y'all go on spring break. I'm going home. I'm at my parents' house. You know, I'm going mailbox to mailbox, running sprints. You know, I'm just getting ready for the next season because it's always, especially when you get to NFL, it's always that much more weight or more important the next year, the next season, because really, you know, unless you attain that goal that you reach where, you know, it's the Super Bowl, it's always what have you done for me lately? That's how the NFL is.
And now here you are post-career. Matt, it looks like you're still working out. So maybe that's...
I tried to tell y'all.
Yeah, you did. But it's like, we don't have to ask you if you work out, because clearly you do. So maybe that's just, is it just a lifestyle at that point that continues and is part of your routine?
Yeah, I think you see a lot of differences when guys retire from pro sports. They either go one way or the other. They either lose a lot of weight and they look, you know, kind of, you don't know who they are because they were big and they get really skinny, or they go the opposite way and they're unrecognizable because they gained too much weight. And it's a lifestyle. So some of the guys, they played and they did the workouts and things like that for the job. And now that the job is over or the career is over, they don't necessarily want to do it. But health is a lifestyle. You know, you need your body to work for you. You need it to be able to do whatever you want to do. Play with your kids, your grandkids, you know, to do everything that you need to do. It requires some type of physical, you know, accountability towards yourself. And just knowing that the discipline that I've been able to use in training and in my career, it just translates over into real life and having that same discipline. It's like it's a switch that can't turn off. You know, I've always been a gym rat guy, as they say, you know, gym rat, but it's more of like, I always wanted to have the upper edge on somebody, you know, physically, because that's something that you can control. If I only go out there and I do, you know, 10 reps of this or 10 sprints, but the other guy is doing 15 or 20 and then it shows up in the game, I could have controlled that. And you never want to have that regretful feeling of I didn't do enough.
It's Matt Forte with us here on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score. So since the bye week, the Bears have the best offense in the NFL. They have the best run game in the NFL, but they got the best offense overall. And it's like, and watching that thing on Friday, what was that like for you? What did you see as they were dominating with 280-plus rushing yards against a really good defense?
I saw a statement being made, a really, really good statement by the offense and, you know, the Bears in general, but also just across the board, offensive line, running backs, plural, and also coaching when it comes to that. You know, everybody was talking about, oh, we're surprised. I'm like, no, we should expect that the Bears would go in to Philly and actually perform that way, because they've been doing it. And they've been doing it since early in the season, you know, after dropping two games, when they were like, when we were talking about it, hey, we need a successful run game to really help out the passing game and to, you know, really keep the other offense off the field, you know, because our defense is taking the ball away. So, man, when you look at the runs that they had, where there's everything looks like something else. You got tight ends coming across, you got receivers coming across the other way. You don't know if it's a jet sweep or a power play. Like, it was pretty amazing to see the confusion on the other side, and that shows you, you know, the ability for the coaches to really set up plays, where coaching is a. You can tell there's a difference in the coaching that we have right now across the board, not just head coach speaking, but the entire, you know, organization as far as the coaching staff, where, you know, these guys have bought into the system, because systems do matter, like what system that you have and the talent and the parts and pieces that you put in, but also putting people in position to make the plays. It doesn't matter, you know, you could be Walter Payton out there. If you don't have the guy put in the position to make a play, if you're running into like a known blitz in a 9-person box, it's not going to be very successful if they're getting penetration in the backfield and you're not opening up holes. It doesn't matter. I mean, you can look at Saquon. He's a former 2,000-yard rusher, and he's struggling to get 4 yards of carry right now. So it and that's when it comes to, oh, man, is the guy losing this stuff? It's not. You can't really do anything if those guys are front aren't doing their job too. So that's why it's the ultimate game too. So it's the offensive line, it's the coaches putting them in position, and the backs are hitting the hole and they're running hard.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
So for someone like you, if you were seeing defensive linemen get turned sideways, because that's what happened Friday, you're seeing Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter get turned on some of those zone runs for sure. What's that like for you? Like, what are you seeing in those moments when you see your offensive line is winning the line of scrimmage on damn near every down?
When you see a defensive lineman turn sideways, that's how you know that, one, your O-line is overpowering them, because they should be square and reading you in the backfield where you're going. If they're turning sideways like that, they're just getting overpowered. And so that's, first of all, that's the sign to me to speed up, because I know if he's sideways, he can't react one way or the other. So if his back is turned and I got my guy that's sealing him off, I know I'm cutting back. And then the other way around, if he's turning the other way, I'm going to press it as far as I can to that one side and then make sure I hit and cut up and not back on that one. So, man, it's exciting to see that they're like getting that type of push off of the line, because, man, when you're sitting back there and you're at, you know, under the center and you're 7.5-8 yards deep, and you just get the game really slows down as a running back for you, and you get the ball and you're looking and they're pushing those guys off of the ball, so you're already getting the ball and 2 or 3 yards, 2.5 yards is already made, it's already accomplished. That means that you're really pushing them off the ball, and then it's almost like those boxing matches. Those are the body punches that when you get late in the rounds, dudes don't want to get hit anymore. And so then you're running full speed downhill. Those guys don't want to tackle you like that. That's how you get 280-plus yards rushing by a couple running backs in one game.
Man, to hear you talk about the nuances of a running game at a time when the running game has retaken the identity of the Bears in this football town is pretty damn cool.
The timing of having Matt Forte on our show has been pretty awesome.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable, because like we're seeing it, but we're also learning. Like, even, you know, guys like us who've watched the game for decades, we're still learning. You just gave us a little taste of it. What are ways that the running backs, like you said, plural, because they're both doing a great job, work in concert with the offensive line? Because it's not just like, oh, the line blocked and then holes were open. That's not how it works. So what are you looking at and working together at with the offensive line when things go that well?
Yeah, it depends on the play type. And really what they're doing right now, they can run any kind of play. They're running ISOs. They're running lead plays. They're running zones, inside zone, outside zone. They really kind of are doing whatever they want with the running game, which is – it's crazy, because some teams, they stick to their bread and butter. Like, hey, we're an outside zone team. And you can't, as a defensive coordinator — I'd hate to be a defensive coordinator who has to prepare for the Bears running game or offense in general — because you can't say, oh, they're only this type of running team. They're running misdirection, like all kinds of stuff. So when you're a running back, how you work with the offense and tandem with the offensive line is knowing what that play is designed to do. Like, if we're running a play that I used to love, is called duo, where it's all double teams, and you kind of just right downhill, and you're reading the middle linebacker, and if he goes backside, you know something's front side is going to open up. It's a real simple play. So you're reading the middle linebacker. You really don't have to look at anybody. You kind of feel — they say you feel the defensive line, but you look at the second level. So you read the mic, and if he goes front side, you know you got to look backside to try to see if there's going to be a hole there, which it should be.
So you got to trust the offensive line to do their job while you're looking second level.
Yeah, and the trust part is huge in that. And how you gain that trust is just the repetitions of it, because if there's penetration in the backfield, there's not a lot of trust. The game, you know, you kind of just have to make something happen when that happens. And so you'll see in teams who get a lot of penetration, running backs kind of abort the mission pretty quickly because the trust isn't there. They're like, well, I'm supposed to go here. I see color. I see a guy there. I can't go there anymore, so I need to figure something out. But when you trust the O-line and they're pushing somebody a yard and a half, 2 yards off of the ball, you can really trust or press, as they say, press the line of scrimmage, and that makes them make a decision. When you press the line of scrimmage, somebody has gap control and contain. Somebody has to make a decision, and when they do, something else opens up. So when you are patient and you do that, as soon as it opens up, that's where like the instinct and vision just comes, where it's just like even a millisecond, it's like you just do it.
They have more 10-plus rushing plays in the NFL than anybody. Bears have 56 of them. The next team has 47 of them. So, and that's how you get 10 plus, is if the running backs are looking second level and the O-line's taking care of the first level.
Yeah. And that's the O-line's job. And that's what's impressive about it, is that they're allowed to look at the second level right now. You know, there's a lot of times where if early in the game you are getting, you know, hit in the backfield or having to break tackles in the backfield, you don't have the luxury to look second level. You got to look first level at that point, which sometimes it does still work out, but at the same time, you're not going to be trusting it. And sometimes you may miss a hole because, okay, it's blocked perfectly, but you didn't trust and you kind of rushed it, or you kind of sped up and didn't set up your block. So, you know, the second, looking at being able to have the luxury to look at the second level and having that many explosive runs is, It's nothing that is short. It makes me I want to get the pads back on and like.
Let's go.
I could be third string, you know, something. Like,
let's go.
I kind of want it. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I want to. It's like I'm almost jealous. I'm like, I want to get out there and run through one of them holes, man. Like this is too good. I'm missing out.
I mean, all the stuff that Ben Johnson is doing, the way that he's dressing it all up, the amount of space that when Manungai is starting his run 4 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage and he's already at the third level, I can imagine this. So like, you would be like, man, that would be fun. I could do some of that.
Those patches of grass he says he looks at, he's seen them on TV.
Wide open. There's an opportunity to run. The workhorse is here. Matt Forte is here. We are going to talk about his book, Stay in the Game, in the next segment. And he's doing a book signing for the fine people that are here in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage. Thanks to your team, by the way. Like, they came in here, like, I got here, I had my backpack on, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go put down my stuff. They were, like, setting up. I came back 2 minutes later. The whole setup was ready to go, so shout out to your team for putting everything together.
Tyndale, shout out Tyndale.
Absolutely. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Matt is going to talk about what inspired him to write the book and what are the things that you can learn from it. Matt Forte is here with us on The Score.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.